Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Something for the Internet Radio. I am your host today, Bill Zaney. I'm presenting to you a story you may be familiar with, a story entitled Loud Larry and the Zebra, Episode 4. You may have been familiar with this already from watching the video version. Perhaps you've watched all the Loud Larry and the Zebra videos. Perhaps you've listened to the first 3 episodes of Loud Larry and the Zebra on Something for the Internet Radio. But just in case, for those of you unfamiliar with our story thus far, here's what happened previously on Loud Larry and the Zebra, episodes 1-3. Looks like we're out of milk again. You motherfucker. Ho ho ho! Read 'em and weep, go fish. We're playing poker, you fucking cocksucker.
Hello, you have a call from the...
What? Who? I don't know any the Zebra.
The Zebra, do you accept the charges?
No. I don't know any the Zebra. We now join Loud Larry and the Zebra, episode 4, already in progress. Loud Larry waits in the kitchen, anxiously for his roommate to return. Just outside, a gold Honda pulls up. An angry man in a gorilla mask named the Zebra hops out the passenger seat, even though he was driving. For some reason, he still hops out the passenger seat, slams the door angrily, runs at full speed stomping with all his might up the steps of the porch. He angrily unlocks the doors with the key. So quickly, it seems as if though he didn't use a key. He continues running at full force through the lengthy living room and lengthy dining room of the house. Finally, a very, very worn out man named the Zebra stops in the doorway of the kitchen. The Zebra had run so fast at one point he felt like he wasn't even himself, like as if he changed into a different person for a moment. Almost as if he reverted back to someone he once was, and then reverted back again to his current person that he is. Pants the Zebra as he tries to catch his breath. A very annoyingly cocky, loud Larry, who had been waiting for the Zebra, is sitting at the kitchen table. He glances up, sees the state that the Zebra is in. You would think his next move would be one of caution, perhaps one of concern for his friend. Instead, Loud Larry decides to say, "Ho, ho, ho! Well, well, well! Look who's here! Where have you been? I've been waiting for you." He goes on, boasting, saying more ridiculous rubbish, only seeming to unknowingly anger his roommate even further, to the point of possible insanity. Seconds go by, and without a moment's notice, the Zebra lunges at Loud Larry. Loud Larry, seeming to have hours, or at least minutes, to respond, in his chair, gasp in unbelievable disbelief. "What? What are you doing?" The Zebra lunges fully at him, engaging physically with him, fist to face, knocking him out of his chair. He then continues to beat him senseless with said chair.
Oh, why, Zebra? Why?
Is Loud Larry this stupid? Will we ever know? Is he really that daft? These questions and more will be answered soon. This has been Something for the Internet Radio. Today's presentation of Loud Larry and the Zebra, Episode 4, was brought to you by Happy Snacks. Happy snacks make you happy while you snack. Stay tuned for the next episode of Something for the Internet Radio. So long, folks.